Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive battle-ready warriors as portrayed in Sangam literary work Puranaanoor 354 penned by the poet Paranar. The verse is situated in the category of Kanji Thinai or defense and talks about the conflict between the beauty of a town and that of a maiden. அரைசு தலைவரினும் அடங்கல் ஆனா நிறைகால் எக்கம் நீரின் மூழ்க புறையோர் சேர்ந்தன தந்தையும் பெயர்க்கும் வயலமர் கழனி வாயில் பொய்கை கயலார் நாரை உகைத்த வாளை புனலோடு மகளிர் வளமனை ஒய்யும் ஊர்க்கவின் இழப்பவும் வருவது கொல்லோ சுனங்கு அணிந்து எழிலிய அனந்து ஏந்து இளமுலை வீங்க இறை பனைத்தோள் மடந்தை மான்பிணை அன்ன மகிழ் மட நோக்கே. Yet another song in the domain of a battle for a woman's beauty. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Even if emperors approach with enmity, they refuse to be restrained and get ready to plunge their spears with long stems in the water. Such are his great warriors, and along with them, the father prepares to part too. In ponds near beautiful farmland fields, storks, after feeding on small fish, give chase to scabbard fish, which escape in the stream and are caught by bathing maiden, who take that to their prosperous homes. Such beauty is about to be ruined, isn't it? All because of the joyous gaze akin to that of a female deer, the thick bamboo-like arms and beauteous uplifted young breasts filled with palace pots belonging to that naive maiden. Time to explore the nuances. The poet talks about how no matter what's the caliber of the kings who stand against them in battle, these warriors cannot and stop not in fear. They continue with their ritual of dipping their spears in water, possibly an act before leaving to war. Such are the warriors in the army of the girl's father, who also stands with them in battle, the poet adds. Then, leaving behind these hostile intentions, the poet travels in the opposite direction and depicts a picturesque scene in that farmland town filled with lush fields. Here we see a stork, having had plenty of fish to eat, then decides to scare the scabbard fish, which smartly escape, and then rush into the hands of the town's girls, who catch and carry the fish to their wealthy homes. Such is the fertility and wealth of the town, the poet depicts. He then describes how all this beauty is about to be destroyed, ironically, by the beauty of a maiden, the woman all kings seek for her deer-like gaze, bamboo-like arms and beautiful bosom. Beauty thus becomes the ruin of beauty, the poet implies in yet another song detailing the impending danger to a town because of the presence of a maiden. So many songs on the beauty of a woman makes me wonder why Sangam poets do not talk about any other quality of these women. Wouldn't it be fascinating to know about their intelligence, their generosity, and their thoughts about life? Perhaps these poets had to write within a strict template that focused exclusively on this aspect of a woman. Feeling thankful that we have progressed to a point in time when so many more qualities in a woman are celebrated and sketched, she being a man's equal in all spheres of life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.